laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, 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 welcome back to Banter with the Boys Fast Laps. Back at you again, obviously, after the Dutch GP, heading into Monza now. But obviously, we have to talk about the Dutch GP before we do that. Great intro. Wow, that was horrible.
You nailed it.
But we'll just keep going. Cole, you weren't here last week, so how's your week been?
Good. I've been here a couple weeks. I think it's two.
Yeah, so what'd you do during summer break, the summer break of F1?
Got married.
Oh, snap.
Big congrats.
Oh, snap.
Thanks, thanks. Yeah, I think I about
no,
did that.
No,
I think
no
I about
regrets?
Did
this.
No regrets there, but I think about it the same damage as Logan did this weekend, so happy that's done and over with at this point. So,
sure.
Yeah.
For sure, for sure.
Hopefully not the same outcome.
No.
Just in flames.
Yeah.
Joe, what's going on?
Nothing much. Coming off of a very, very interesting race. I'm excited to talk about it. A lot of stuff that I wasn't expecting to happen happened. Well, I mean, yeah. Actually, yeah.
Yes and no.
News and race alike. Yeah, so I'm excited to get down into it.
For sure. Down into it. As we get down into it, we'll just talk about the quali right off the bat. Let's just talk about quali right away. The way I have this written needs to be said, Logan, buddy, just out here burning money.
Mm-hmm.
Logan crashing in quali.
I know.
Not even in quali.
Free practice FP3. Three. Yep. Start of free FP3.
You saw the crash, though. I didn't watch it, but...
I don't watch practices live, but I like watching the highlights of them. And yeah, he crashed pretty much immediately. That was like probably one of the hardest crashes I've seen in a while. Mm. Also one of the, like, you know, one of the few crashes that ended up in a fire as well for the car. Yeah, he hit that wall so hard, came out, seemed to be completely fine. So that's good. Always good
all
to see
considered.
That. But he crashed it so hard, he could not qualify after. And it took pretty much the entire practice for them to clean up the car, the track, and the walls. I think each car got like 3 minutes before the checkered flag came out for FP3. And so like the last like lap of free practice looked like everyone was racing.
It was insane.
Yeah, I was surprised that like nothing else happened yet, but like people were just like racing that lap. So it was interesting.
It was like 1.75 mil in damage.
I think so. Something like
2.7.
That.
It was 0.7 something.
Could they salvage anything from the freaking car?
They were shocked that he was able to get it back for the race.
Right. Yeah, I mean, what did he finish in the race? Does anybody remember?
16, I think.
Yeah,
or 15.
Pretty decent, you know.
Yeah.
Honestly, not horrible finish.
Just in time for him to get the hook, but we'll talk about that later.
Oh, geez, over 3 million.
Over three.
Over
that's
three.
Crazy.
Million. Well, that's probably why. That explains it. That on top of everything else.
I think they're adding in this contract into that, but.
We're going to take that from your
make
contract,
him pay
buddy.
For it.
They're not even going to pay him the rest of his contract. It's just like, that's it. That you came out even now. You're out of here.
You're up ahead.
Other quality-related items. Albon disqualified for having an illegal floor.
Just a bad weekend for Williams.
I don't understand that. An illegal floor? How is that even possible?
I didn't look at exactly what was wrong with it, but yeah, I heard they brought upgrades, and apparently one of their upgrades just was either poorly installed or they just kind of went outside the margins a little too much. We've seen that happen before.
I'm going to call it poorly installed.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, like in the first Fast and Furious movie, you know, when the floor pan drops out.
Well,
it's the same thing.
How did they not catch this stuff earlier? I never got that.
That's what I mean. Especially
how did
the
not
floor.
Catch
that's what I mean. This is weird.
Like in the practice or something? How is this not caught earlier?
That's a great question. Just kind of looking a very quick search. It was like a matter of millimeters. The floor body fell outside of regulatory volume, which I think just means how low it is. I don't know exactly.
When do they
but
test?
They test it right after quality. So you can go through that whole
I'm
thing
no
and
scientist.
Get tested.
I am no scientist.
I also don't think every
but
single
after
car
running can your floor bulge a little bit? I don't know.
Well,
and now it's
the,
they out
have
of
those,
reg. Like,
they have those skid plates on the bottom, so if you run it low enough and you take enough of that skid plate off, you can get disqualified for losing too much.
Oh, so
much
they
of
didn't
that.
Have enough.
I think. I don't know if it's that exactly. I think it was probably pre somehow that. Yeah. I don't think they lost it. I just don't. I don't think they ever had it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have no idea what happened.
Elba. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
We are not the people.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway.
But just kind of staying on Williams just for a second, just because I'm looking both Logan's crash and also the Albon disqualification. I'm seeing Sainz's name being thrown up a lot here too about like how this could hinder the development progress of Williams now having to pay for a new car pretty much, and then also having these new upgrades be hindered by these technical regulation issues. So Sainz may have maybe like regretting his decision a little
bit.
Do
you think he's thinking about that at all now, like this season?
The reason I don't, and not to throw more shade at Logan, but I feel like they know about this stuff, right? So like they're already planning for next year's car. I think they've came out and said that they're already looking into next year's
car.
They're
trying, yeah.
But so I feel like they have to have a budget for stuff like this.
Sure.
This year, obviously it's a huge crash, but I don't think it throws them off that much of budget. When you know you have Sargent in the car, maybe for the rest of the year, you know, if that's your mindset, and then you start looking at next year's car, you're probably like, I'm stacking 10 mil here just in case this guy's here the rest of the year. You know, for the damage he's going to cause.
That's what I mean. So you're telling me they had a meeting this winter, or whenever you decide budget, be like, all right, let's talk about Logan. We need about 20 mil budget here.
I think they are playing a conservative. I think they don't care about this season that much. So I think they're just focused on next season, especially having science. So I don't think this hurts them down the road.
God, I'm really curious to see what Carlos is going to do in their car. Just, I don't know.
They better come out with a rocket ship, or it's going to be miserable to watch.
Well, no doubt. It's
just so annoying to watch that. It's going to be frustrating next year watching that.
watching signs at Williams?
Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, all the other racers have came out and said, like, all the other top drivers have said, yeah, he's top three on the grid. And he's in a Williams.
He's going to Williams.
Wait a minute. Everybody's came out and said that Carlos Sainz is top three on the grid.
Lando said he should be in the Mercedes seat, and I think Leclerc came out and said he should be in a top team. Or no, one of them said, I think it was Lando maybe, that said he should be in the Red Bull seat.
Interesting.
But I saw a couple drivers were like, he should be in this seat.
I think we here at Banner with the Boys wanted that.
Yeah.
At least I wanted that. I wanted to see Carlos in the Red Bull just to see if he was actually, like, his skill level could match the car.
Even the Mercedes, though. Just give him something to compete with. Races.
Thought it was his seat to lose. After Checo signed that multi-year deal, I thought, okay. And after Antonelli's comments about, you know, whatever. But we're getting off topic. But speaking of Mercedes, Hamilton was also given a three-place grid penalty for impeding Checo. Did you see that?
I thought it was a pretty, like, I remember it happening in the race, and like Hamilton went by him and said, you know, or rather not Hamilton, Perez went by him, and Hamilton was, it was a weird part of the track where like the line kind of goes up to the edge, and Hamilton was slow approaching that edge, still off the line in my opinion. But yeah, Stewart said that the way that he got there, in the time that he did, knowing that Perez is coming up behind him, that's why he got the penalty, even though he technically wasn't on the line at that point. But
wait a minute, this was in the race, you're saying?
This was at Quali.
That threw me off for a second. Okay. Yep. Makes sense.
But like, yeah, it was a tough grid place penalty to get for an already tough qualifying session that he had. I mean, out in Q2, it's rough.
Do you know the, like in NBA, certain teams are like known for like flopping?
Sure.
Like, they're just known for, like, drawing penalties.
Sure.
That's part of their style, right? Sure. I feel like that's Red Bull with, like, their complaining. I hate it. It's like every time something happens, they're blowing it up. And, like, you saw Hamilton completely calm. I wasn't in his way. Like, that's fine. And then you heard Checo, and he came over the mic, and he was like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. It's impeding, and he like blew it up.
Well, but I feel like every driver is just like, was so dangerous. Oh my God, that was ridiculous. Like, you're on the track and you're like, wrong.
But consistently, every week, there is an instance with a Red Bull driver when things aren't going their way.
We can talk about. Yeah.
You can't do it with all the other teams. They're the whiny group of the bunch. And now they're going to get even worse as the season goes on, because they're not going to win the constructors and they're not going to win the drivers.
That's an interesting conversation. But, I mean, it starts at the top, and Horner is kind of a whiny little son of a gun.
Exactly.
And then it kind of trickles down to the drivers, for sure.
Even Mac's dad's even whiny.
Oh, yeah.
That dude should be just nowhere near the pit. Like, just, dude, let us race.
Yeah.
Like, just, you've overstayed your welcome. Checo's
just shut up. He's in the position now where he's lucky to be even still be in that car.
I think he had a decent race. We'll get to Red Bull. We'll get to Red Bull. Winning the race is bad starts, and then second place is Verstappen, third place Leclerc, Piastri, Sainz, Checo, Russell, and Hamilton, which I'm interested to talk about. Gasly and Alonso just outside of points. Hulk and Danny Ric. Let's talk about McLaren right away. It's probably disrespectful of me to call a winning driver bad starts, because obviously it didn't matter this race. But again.
Well, they were talking about like the last couple races that he led from the front. He had like a 600 meter gap to the first turn, and this one he had 150. And they were like, if there's any track to prove easily that you're not bad starting from the front, or just don't have good starts, this is the one. And as soon as the race started, you saw Max just walk right by.
Yep.
It was like one of the shortest gaps on all the races to the first turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously it doesn't matter this race. He ended up having ridiculous pace.
But I still think worth bringing up. Because you're right. It was another poor start. It was not as, I don't think it was as bad as his other starts, but it was still not good. Yeah, he got off the line at the same time as Max did, but yeah, getting up to speed, he took a bit more time and he said a bit too much tire spin. I don't know.
That's a good point too, because like even in the race they're talking about this, but the McLaren's best, like they really struggle in dirty air,
mm-hmm.
and they're amazing in fresh air. Or clean air, whatever they call it, right?
Clean air.
Fresh air seems weird, right?
Fresh air.
Yeah, right? But so you have that, and the point I was trying to make with that is the amount of times that he started from P1, and then he lost that place.
Right.
That could have been a lot of race wins for McLaren that were missed opportunities.
I'm curious. We should come back with those numbers. I'm curious how many, where he got started, the pole, but then, you know, getting your whole shot, like you like to call it, or getting into the first turn, he's just... We're not even two sometimes, like 3-4. Like, he used to drop a few spots. So I guess it's improvement, right?
And to speak to the other guy, Piastri, like, the only that you said, end of the race, he was starting to come back up and do amazing. But again, even the commentators are saying he's in clean air right now.
Mm-hmm.
When he's in clean air, they cook. That McLaren's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting there.
It is.
And that's why the end of the races all the time. Lando catching back up to Verstappen. All these races. He's got clean air.
He's got clean air. Another point to bring up, too, is didn't Lando set the fastest lap at the end of the race?
The last lap.
On 42 lap-old hard tires.
That means he had to be...
And he still set the fastest.
He had to be saving those tires and also building a 22.8-second gap.
Which is the biggest gap since... Oh, man. Biggest gap for someone other than Verstappen.
In the last 2 years,
I think.
I
can't remember what it was. I had those notes. Yeah, I also wrote that.
I thought I wrote that down, too. But yeah, in like the last 2 years, the biggest gap. It's
insane.
Wild.
It's cool. I love it. I love to see that, that side of things. Do you think the struggles Verstappen was having play into a part of that? Any factor? He was having some struggles with his car, obviously.
I don't know. I think that car, Lando's car, had so much pace.
Oh my god! Maybe these are the struggles, but I think the struggles he's facing is just that the car is just not as good as it used to be. You know, I mean, he's consistently, and I used to dog on him for complaining all the time about his car not doing well, and then he still wins the race. But he's consistently complaining now, so maybe something went wrong, or maybe someone found something that was like giving them an advantage and they had to take it out, and now they're maybe struggling a little bit. You know, that's all conspiracy tinfoil hat stuff, but...
Oh, you didn't bring your tinfoil hat.
I didn't,
hat.
No. I don't have any conspiracies to bring up today.
I was happy he got the fastest lap, but I thought it would be like a baller move if he pulled like a Verstappen and pitted and then did the fastest lap. I thought that'd be dope.
That would be so dirty.
But with his... Hold on, my phone locked again. But with that, I found the stat. I did have it down here. The last driver to win by more than 10 seconds even, that is not Max Verstappen, was Charles Leclerc in Australia of 2022.
Crazy.
That's wild.
The last 20-second gap must be, besides Verstappen, must be Hamilton back in the...
Yeah, who knows?
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Knows? I don't have that one, buddy.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
The one random one for Leclerc.
Yeah. Only because the Sky Sports announcer said it.
Yeah. Seeing a McLaren pull a Max Verstappen gap, like...
That's what I mean.
Is crazy to me.
Within the same season, didn't Max have a 22nd race earlier this year?
I think his first race was like 15 or 20.
I would have told you no way.
There's just no way, right? It's, and you think about where they, I mean, we can talk about this all day long, but you think about where they came from last year, how they started last year. It's just
McLaren?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy.
And we can let this segue right into Red Bull now. But does this, is this what we should expect going forward now with this, you know, kind of the race for the constructors now and now becoming the race for the drivers' championship? It, like,
so this is the first time that we're kind of hearing this side of things, but Lando has everything in his control. If he wins out the rest of the races, he wins it as drivers.
He's not winning out.
But if he wins out, this is the first time he actually has, somebody else has control of this.
Which is crazy. You know what? Why don't I just put that on the ground? But no, that is interesting.
That's pretty cool. I think they definitely don't win the constructors, Red Bull. I think that's not going to happen at all. They must have some of the worst odds. And I think I would love to see Max.
It's got, well, if it's not Red Bull, then it's got to be McLaren. Even though Ferrari's not that far behind.
They're really 70 not. Points, so 60 points off.
And going into Monza now, if they can turn it around, I don't know. But let's talk about Red Bull. Obviously, like you said, Max was having some struggles out there. Checo finishing P6. I can't hate on Checo for finishing P6. At least he beat the Mercedes cars, which are a whole other story in themselves. But he couldn't catch that second Ferrari. That's still a problem to me. Like, he's got to close that gap to Max. And I think you brought it up, Joe, a few weeks ago. And I think you're right. The more we keep going, like, it's more and more important that the two drivers need to be a little bit closer together.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about this literally last week. Yeah.
Yeah. Checo needs to get it together. I think this was better.
He qualified fifth. And he finished
sixth.
I mean, if Hamilton doesn't get the penalty, I think he's down by like 8.
I don't know. I think Mercedes was so bad this week.
Yeah, I mean, Hamilton started in 14th.
Hamilton did decently. Climbed, but Russell, just, though, yeah, Russell was a little rough.
And Hamilton pit twice.
But they
Hamilton was one of the few racers that pit twice, and he still climbed up to 8th.
I just, cool. But the fact that he was just struggling so hard with, not to hate on Gasly, but he was just struggling so hard to get past Pierre for a hot minute. It didn't look like he truly trusted the car to its full potential this week. I don't think he could bring it to its full potential.
That's fine. I'm not worried about the Mercedes going forward, and I think Checo's going to still be finding himself at the bottom there.
So you're going to put them on the podium this week at Monza?
I might put Hamilton on the podium.
Interesting. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Back on Red Bull. Is there anything else we can really say about Red Bull? I mean, if they're not finishing first, I do expect Max to be finishing second still, unless you're Cole, who's no longer taking Max for his podium. We're going to hold him to that. I mean, is there anything else to be said about that?
I mean, Max still, as of right now, he still has WDC. He can get second every single race and still win it. So something else needs to happen. Oscar needs to get in there and
not
help,
if Lando finishes Lando first every race.
I think so.
No, they just came out and said that.
Really? For this race going forward? I remember
if Lando
that
finishes
happening
first every race going out, he'll win.
I definitely remember that being a statistic before summer, but I thought that was already broken. But if that's the case, then
because the race right before summer is what killed him, because he finished like sixth or fourth.
So also real quick, something that I found interesting. After the race, Horner also said that this is only, even with Checo's struggles this year, this is only the fourth race this season that Max is coming out with like points against him. You know what I mean? For the drivers' championship, that it's gotten smaller. That gap's gotten smaller. It's only the fourth time.
The fourth time that he's not won the race. Then
No. This is only the fourth time that he's left a race with his points lead like reduced this season.
Yeah, I think that's
what that means.
What did you say?
The fourth time he hasn't won a race this season.
No.
He's lost
five.
There's been a couple. Is that to second place?
No, I'm sorry. I think this is for constructors, not drivers. I effed that up. This is for constructors championship.
Okay.
Who cares?
Yeah. Let's just move on. Let's just move on. It's not making sense. Let's just move on. Let's move on. Ferrari, P3, P5.
Great race from Leclerc. And arguably, who won driver of the day?
Lando did. Because Leclerc everybody loves Lando.
Leclerc should have.
I agree.
I think he was pretty close for it.
Nobody's really talking about Charles's race. Or, I mean, even Carlos for that matter. Ferrari's race as a whole, but... what a bounce back for them coming right out of break and heading now into Monza. You hope that they can kind of continue that. I don't know if it's going to be a struggle, I think, versus Mercedes.
Yeah.
I think that's their battle. And I didn't look this up, but Stewart was texting us in the group earlier and said that Ferrari could be coming with some upgrades in Monza. So this is their time, you know?
Interesting.
Like, yeah.
But he did not go Charles.
He didn't. No, he didn't. I don't think he believes in going two in a row. I mean, spoiler alert for my podium predictions. I'm going the exact same podium we had this last weekend for my podium this upcoming.
Who was it again? So, who did you go with last week?
No, I'm sorry. For who actually won? Like who actually got on the podium this weekend? Yeah,
for sure. I mean, good to see them battling back. I do think we'll see. Well, I'm curious what the upgrade is. Because since Stewart brought it up really and he's not even here, I'm curious what that upgrade is.
It's interesting. We're seeing kind of Mercedes and then Ferrari kind of go back and forth a little bit. But Mercedes is still quite a bit like behind them, I think, in constructors. So
I think it's like the same gap as Ferrari to
first. I can double check really quick.
It's like 60-70.
But at the end of this race, at the end of the Dutch GP, and we already touched on a little bit when we were talking about McLaren, but when Charles was...
It's like 100 points from Mercedes to Ferrari.
Okay.
Oh, okay. But at the end, when Piastri was charging, Charles was doing just enough, it seemed, to stay out of that DRS. He was still racing hard at the end, and the car was still keeping crazy pace with the McLaren. And Oscar had pretty good pace all day.
Yeah. It'd be cool to see on their home track next week.
I think we could see one. There's no way we're seeing both.
No, both Ferraris?
No. No way.
If you've seen anything of two, it's orange.
That's not going to happen either. But did you happen to see their upgrades, Joe?
Leclerc just confirmed there were upgrades. I haven't seen anything that has stated what the upgrades are. So
perfect. Like, thanks, Charles.
I feel like every time they come out with something, they go backwards.
That's true. It has happened a couple of times. Yeah.
Talking about a team that went backwards, Mercedes, P7 and P8. And to me, like, that's just disappointing. Like, coming out of break and you're going to finish 7 and 8 behind Checo with how he's been performing this year. Again, like you said, Hamilton with the three-place grid penalty and climbed up and had to get through some traffic, including Gasly.
Yeah, but he still had, like, a bad qualifying. Even with the penalty, Hamilton qualified incredibly badly.
Where did Russell qualify?
He qualified fourth, I think.
Hmm.
Fourth or fifth. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
How did they practice? Did you...
I don't know. They were not mentioned in highlights. No, they were not mentioned.
Fair enough. There was a ton of slowdowns of Sargent.
pretty much just a replay of that crash. Yeah. Yeah, there was, I think... I want to, like, all practice sessions had, like a little bit of rain in them, so it was, like, weird, kind of fine. I think the P3, or FP3, we finished, like, Gasly, Bottas, and another driver we never see at the top, just because it was whoever got out first got, like, the fastest lap. So, but nothing in terms of Mercedes for free practice, but it was just simple as he could not hook up a final lap for qualifying to get out of Q2, and then he had salt to the wound for the penalty, but...
I think if he's in the top five going in on the starting grid, I think he finishes on the podium.
That's how confident
I am in Hamilton still. I think if Hamilton starts fifth, he's still on the podium.
For Dutch GP.
You name it. Going out.
Monza too.
He's got a lot of podiums in his future.
P5 or better, he's on the podium?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. For the Dutch, 100%. I think if he's at P5, he's on the podium.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Interesting. With that, I got nothing else to say about Mercedes. They obviously need to have a better showing this week.
Mm-hmm.
I think for Mercedes, they have to beat at least Checo and Carlos.
Yeah.
Two drivers they should be beating right now. With that, I don't really have anything else to bring up with the Dutch GP other than, I guess, I kind of liked what the Astons were doing. They were consistent throughout the race, and then right at the end, they just couldn't quite... I mean, Alonso got in there at 10th, but...
Gasly looked great.
Gasly did look great, and he was top 10 almost the whole race.
Yeah,
and he was holding his own. He was battling it out.
Did you guys see the four car overtake on K-Mag? That was crazy.
I did not. Well,
that's
see
where that. Albon fun. Came on, and he was like, yeah. "That is dangerous."
Yeah, that was wild. What just happened back there?
Where? Yeah, that's right. That was wild because the announcers were like, "Oh, this almost looks like IndyCar," and I was like, "Dang, yeah, it kind
of
does."
We just see. Yeah, I mean, you get those little tidbits of like the mid or the backfield just racing, and they're like racing kind of crazy, and it's like, "Whoa." You're not getting any points right now.
But it was kind of like, you know, on the freeway, you got your speed limit, then you got the minimum speed limit. And K-Mag was like doing the minimum.
They walked by him, but still going three deep into that first turn was kind of wild.
Yeah, that is wild.
It was.
That is wild.
Because it's not a fun turn to go. Because like, it's a kind of a snap, you know?
Right.
It's not far after where you're doing that NASCAR berm.
Right. Which I also love that berm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that berm. Is there anywhere else on the... On the schedule that has a small...
Oh, sorry. I thought that was a small track. The very last turn right there.
Yeah.
on Zandvoort?
No, just on the F1 schedule. Is there any other tracks that have any, like, any degree
really
of...
This is the only track that does it.
Oh, Spa, kind of. Like, the uphill, I guess,
you
a
also
little,
have...
Right?
What's that track that's always on Instagram where Hamilton came back from, like, P20 to win the race? It starts off forward, then an S, and it's, like, kind of, like... A berm coming down on the S. Short starts,
forward,
short
and
track.
Then an immediate S, like a really hard chicane.
Yeah,
that's
to
Monza.
The left.
That's the next.
No.
Oh, to the left.
Hard to the left. You go downhill to the left, and it's a hard.
Oh, you go downhill
to the left. Ah, whatever.
I don't know. As you see, we're getting back at it. You already know. With that kind of closes out the Dutch GP, and we'll head right into our news segment. And to start off our new segment, Alpine of all teams, I'm going with Jack Doohan. I'm adding letters to his name. Yeah. Hey, at least I was right the first time. But anyway, Jack Doohan, Gasly's new partner in crime.
Perfect.
We knew that was coming.
Yeah, I was going to say, who couldn't see
we
that
kinda
coming?
We
kind of
knew
right?
that was coming.
It's going to be exciting next year in general with all the new faces and all the rooks. You still call it rookie in F1?
Yeah, for sure.
With all the rookies coming in, though, I'm pumped for next year. I think it's going to be super fun to see.
I wonder how many races you need under your belt before you're not considered a rookie anymore. Like, if you came in for, like, two races one season, and then next season's your first full season.
I'm saying,
like in the NFL, your second-year player wins rookie of the year. Hey, you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or who was it for NBA? Ben Simmons was up for rookie of the year for, like, 5 years.
That's it. That's actually a pretty good point. I personally consider it, even if you don't do every single race, you get like a season down, you're not a rookie anymore. But then like you have the case of DeVries, right, who came in at age 28 as a rookie, I guess, of F1. But
I mean, technically he is.
DeVries? Yeah, you're
technically
right.
He would have been.
Yeah.
But here's my issue. It's got to be only 1 year. You can be considered a rookie your first year in because of the fact like Lando Norris, his second year. Like I just saw a breakdown of his points. Since he started his first season, he got like 59, and then it's just been a climb. And then like 2 years ago, it fell off, and now it's like now he's scored more points, or he's tied for the most points he's ever scored in an entire year already this season at 237 or whatever.
You know what this season is for Lando?
Or 204.
A fluke. No, I'm just kidding. I can't even say it. All right, I can't even say it. I was trying to be funny. Anyway, let's go on to Williams. Obviously, we already touched on Logan Sargeant no longer having a ride in F1. That we also saw that coming for a long time.
But like,
that's only good for his safety.
Yeah, that's for his own safety.
I mean, I could have obviously he's not getting the seat at the end of the year. I would not have guessed he would have been kicked out midseason, though. I don't think. Honestly.
Wait, say that again? Sorry.
I don't think he would have been kicked out midseason. Honestly, I don't... Like, I just don't think they would have had the guts to do it,
if
Williams.
If he didn't wreck this week?
In general. I just don't think Logan would have been kicked out. Like, it didn't...
If what?
He didn't foresee it happening.
Oh.
I did not foresee Logan getting kicked out.
He thought he would have finished the season.
I thought he would have finished the season. I apologize. Was that on me?
ChatGPT is here.
Is that me or is that him?
No, ChatGPT's been horrible for us as of late.
As of late.
It's been horrible.
No, but I like that point. But the reason I love that they did this is I think it builds the pressure that, hey, this happens still.
Yeah.
Hey, true. Checo, figure it out. Mm-hmm. This happens still, right? This is a top tier sports. Why are we dilly dallying so long? You know, like when it happened to
a long leash for a long time.
But when it happened to Nick DeVries, everybody was like, "Yeah, right. What are we doing? Sure. Get him out of here." Sure. And it was even crazy when most of us started watching F1 4 years ago when we had all the swaps with Gasly, Albon, and the Red Bull. That's when it's fun. Now I feel like it's been so like, quote unquote, soft. Where if you're in a seat, you're like, okay, I got a paycheck this year. See if I can get another paycheck next year. No, you're in the pros now. You're in the big leagues. Get him out. We waited too long for Sargeant.
Logan's going to IndyCar.
Yeah, and you know what? He's still
probably
going to
do fine there.
Yeah, he'll do better
than Grosjean.
He doesn't have to be in this though. You know?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
He should have got 4 or 5 races and just cut ties.
I agree. What's interesting is that they approached Horner about and Red Bull about maybe trying to get Liam Lawson in the seat, which I thought would have been probably a win-win, right? With the stipulation.
That was their first choice, right?
Yeah. With the stipulation that Red Bull could take Liam Lawson back at any time if they needed him for whatever. That would have been a win-win. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting, though, right? Because you wonder, because Williams shut that down.
Right.
Williams shut that down?
No, Red Bull shut that down?
I don't know.
I thought it was Williams, and they decided to stay in house.
I wonder if that's Papa Bear telling them, no, we're not developing their driver. Mercedes.
Well, and then after the fact is when Toto came and brought Mick to them.
Yeah.
And was like, well, here's Mick. And then Mercedes was actually like, well, actually, never mind.
Yeah.
Mercedes is the one that backed out of it. Probably because they figured out that they were going to put Franco in the seat.
Well, there's arguably better drivers that have come from Williams than the Racing Bulls. So if you want to start somebody off, give him half a year in a seat and then get him into the Racing Bulls.
That's where I wish Antonelli was going there.
I mean, you got Russell, you have...
Are you talking about from people from Williams? Russell, Bottas.
Bottas, yeah. Thank you.
Are you white?
I was looking at you like, come on, dude.
But he had to take the easiest one.
Yeah.
Russell! You know. No, for sure. And then the other point I wanted to bring up relating to that was Red Bull only has, and I just saw this, so I don't know how much truth of the there is to this, and obviously I've been on the money tonight, but Red Bull has allegedly until September 15th to figure out a new deal with Liam Lawson.
Really?
That seems rather quick.
Well, because that is interesting, because didn't Horner just come out and say that Liam Lawson will be in a Red Bull next year?
Did he?
There's no way he said that. Did he? I don't think he would have said that.
They sold the empty spot. They sold the empty spot, right?
For V-carb.
Yeah. I thought he said something like, I thought it was almost
that's what
inkling.
We think is going to happen,
I thought
right?
It was almost inkling, though, that Lawson might be in a Red Bull next year, not a Racing Bull.
So Red Bull was the one that blocked Lawson to Williams.
Okay,
I just read. With saying, we have our own plans, which, I don't know, that could be literally anything.
They love this stuff.
That means Max Verstappen's dad is taking Checo's spot.
Oh no!
Out of retirement.
Oh no!
No, I thought maybe because I probably read that too, but I thought in that same article potentially wherever you're at that they had until September 15th to decide on Liam per his current contract.
Yeah,
they could easily just extend him, right?
Yeah,
and then slap him in a V-carb. You know,
you're right though.
Who's he reserved for?
He's reserved for V-carb.
Right?
Is it? Okay,
I think it is V-carb specifically.
I don't know who's reserved for Red Bull, but it's not. It's not him. He's V-carb.
Who is Red Bull's
real quick?
Reserve?
We're on the news right now. What seats are remaining? We have the Audi.
Yep.
And
Mercedes.
And Mercedes. Still. That's it.
And Racing Bull.
Yeah, and V-carb.
Yeah,
technically,
V-carb. Yeah.
Technically V-carb.
No one's
yes,
been, yeah,
that's it.
I think those
that's
are
it.
The three, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do we see Danny Ric going somewhere for another year?
Not somewhere else. I think if he comes back, it's going to be in that V-carb.
You don't think Audi takes him for a year to take two vets? Who are they going to develop at this point? Who's left?
I think
Kimi's going to Mercedes.
So, okay,
let's just
so
write that
you're
off.
Saying only for 1 year until
yeah,
they
yeah.
become Audi, the Audi works?
Yeah.
I could see that, I guess.
So,
for
so
1 year. One
Kimi
year
goes to Mercedes, right?
Allegedly.
He's going to Mercedes. Lawson goes
allegedly.
Into the Racing Bulls. You have Ricardo and Vettel that you're looking at for the other Audi spot?
Ricardo and
Vettel.
Bottas.
Or and Joe.
Or
don't forget
Vettel.
Joe's
and
there too.
Joe.
Yeah. Or Vettel.
Who could be?
Vettel
who
thing.
Could?
Yeah. We talked
Joe
about this last
still
time.
Absolutely be
Joe,
that
Joe could
seat.
Be the second seat because he has a lot of money.
Oh, really?
Yes.
China.
He does.
China's debit card.
I heard he brings in a lot of money for the teams. So, like, in terms of sponsorships.
So you got
and stuff.
That, right? And is he that much worse than where Botas is right now in the same car?
Yes. He's definitely not good.
Yes.
I agree with you. He has 100%, not had a bad, yes. He's not had a good season.
By average, he is the lowest average finisher in the races so far this year. Below Sergeant, dude.
Yeah, but where Sergeant crashes, Joe just doesn't finish well. He's not expensive, which is good, I guess, right?
Would it matter? He's got China's debit card.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, I always assumed, I never even thought about Danny Rick. I just don't think Red Bull's going to give up Danny Rick. I think he's too good for their PR. I think they're going to keep giving him money to be reserve
driver,
if anything.
Rick, if you're Danny Rick, would you take a Red Bull reserve seat over going to a full-time seat in someone
else? I would like to think no F1 driver would do that.
He's not going to Mercedes. So
No, it's Kimi, right? He's only going to Audi. I just don't see that. But again, don't him and Kimi have beef? Or not Kimi? Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Oh, you mean Nico?
Nico?
I don't think so. They were teammates for a while, and they seemed to get along. Beef. I don't think so.
No? They're okay?
I mean, Nico and Kimi.
They definitely did, because they had the whole joke.
Nico Hülkenberg.
I was gonna say, they were like, I mean, Danny's just best buds with everyone.
That's not a bad lineup to get back together. Mm. They weren't horrible racing with each other in Renault.
Just two seasoned vets. Yeah. I wonder if Ricardo would push back and be like, I need a 2-year deal. I want that first year in the Audi car too.
Yeah, he should.
He definitely should. Yeah.
Interesting.
I didn't even think about Danny Rick.
I still think there's a better chance of him in the V-carb next year again, even though Red Bull keeps coming out and saying V-carb is not a spot for veterans, essentially. So, like, this is our young team. This is our B squad. This is the grow up to come to Red Bull.
Conversation, let's say the Red Bull seat, Checo seat, is not taken by Checo right now. I think most of us are in agreement that it's not taken right now. I don't think Checo's coming back next year.
For 2025.
So who takes that seat then? It's going to be one of the people in the V-carb. It's going to be either Yuki or Danny.
You don't think Doohan has a shot?
No way. No, Doohan's in Alpine.
Not Doohan. Sorry. Who am I thinking?
Oh, I don't know. Who
Lawson?
Was thinking?
Liam Lawson.
Liam Lawson. Probably not in the Red Bull.
I think they want him in V-carb no matter what. 2025, give him a year. I think they'd, in a perfect world, they'd like to give Yuki another year in V-carb too.
Yeah.
In a perfect world. But if you have to pull Checo, I think they'd have to go Yuki. Or if you're like just getting rid of Checo's contract and be like, good luck, fella, then it's Danny Rick the bench.
Yuki's got to be one of the most consistent guys so far this season, right?
I just have a feeling.
But he's also never won a race, and Danny Rick has won, what, 5?
Yeah, something like that.
I just have a feeling.
I don't think
they like Yuki that much.
Yeah,
I agree. I just think Red Bull doesn't like Yuki that much. I don't know why. I don't know.
I think I'm with you there. I think we were talking about this exact same thing last week as well. So our current F2 leader, Isaac Hadjar, is a Red Bull Academy driver.
Yeah, and he's
so now they also have a rookie that they can pull if they really want to as well. So would they do that over any of those drivers? Probably not for Red Bull, but they could do it for Red Bull. It would be crazy, but
that's gotta be some of the toughest decisions in sports. Yeah. There's little spots, dude. Yeah. Hey, add the other team.
And as Red Bull, like, you can't really mess it up. You can't. No. There's not enough time to mess it up.
Unless you put Checo in there.
That's why they're probably sweating with Checo right now. Yeah. But I still think, I said last week, give Checo 3 races. Here's week 2. I think it was a good starting point. Starting point for race 1 out of break. There needs to be improvement, though. You need to be P5 next week now. So I don't know. We'll see. Real quick, this isn't really that much news, but I thought it was kind of funny, so I'm going to say it anyway. The next 3 things really aren't crazy. But the Haas trucks weren't allowed to leave. How do you say? Zandvoort?
Yep.
Zandvoort right away after the race. Like, normal, they would start driving Sunday night to get to Monza. Well, they couldn't because they had not paid up. Is it Uralkali? Is that
Uralkali? Yeah,
Uralkali.
This was Mazepin. Yeah. Remember, that was his dad's pretty much company, I think. Yeah. The Russian sponsor. Mm-hmm.
The poop farmer.
It was not. Yeah, exactly. It was not. And I heard kind of because one of my friends had been following it like really closely. He likes all the Haas drama with Gene and stuff like that.
Sure.
Is he the one
that presses for us to talk about Haas more?
Yes. Well, no. Haas. No, actually, that's a different one. This guy is. Yeah, no.
This guy is just paid by that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, exactly.
Right.
It was sponsorship money that I don't think they had to give back, but they definitely were not like they were keeping it after they were dropped.
No, I think they ended up having to give it back.
Oh yeah, they did. Yeah. 100% they did. Like once they got in that position, the company came out and was like, "Hey, we're not letting you leave until you give us our money back."
Yeah, like they had people show up and start auditing all their gear and everything, so they knew exactly what was at the track. And we're like, "Yeah, you can't leave.
I thought,
you get us your 9 mil, and we need a 2021 car."
Yes, yes.
They gave to them.
What are you gonna do with that?
So they're on their way to Monza. They're probably already in Monza now that we're recording. But they were able to leave. They're on the road. But I thought that was way too funny to not bring up.
Yeah,
the car thing really threw me off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what are you gonna do with that?
He's rich. He's a billionaire, maybe now.
Crazy rich.
Yeah, they gotta be
for sure.
Tons of poop.
He's just gonna go race the Russia track since it doesn't get used.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah. Mazepin has a souvenir from his bloody battles back in the day.
They should give him one of the crashed cars that he spun out.
Here's one of your kids. front fins all over the side pods are shattered.
Okay, moving on. Renault really wants Alpine to keep running their engines, believe it or not.
I wonder why.
Renault, believe that their 2026 engine is, quote, loaded with potential, heavily urging Alpine to not go to Mercedes. What have we seen recently from Renault that would make you want to be like, oh, for sure? Other than, like, it's your country, right? But
who's the guy that used to be the president for Renault?
The team principal, the one that we saw in DTS, Cyrus? Cyril.
We're on it.
This just seems like the Renault stuff, like back then that you saw, like on Drive to Survival, like you were saying, where they were trying to get Danny Ric to stay and all that, and they're like, no, trust, we got the engine. We got the engine this year.
That's what I mean. How many empty promises have they already got?
Get them out of the sport.
So it's just like Alpine wants to compete, and their power unit continuously fails them. So it's just like, I don't know. I don't think they're going to Renault. Do you think they even consider it?
No, like, they're better off linking up with like Hyundai at this point.
I definitely think.
That's bogus.
That's insane.
They
have to start the cars with a USB stick. It's a little weird, but I think the only reason if I were in their position, knowing how unpredictable that engine can be, the only reason you consider staying with them is outside of F1 factors. Alpine has a car made with a Renault engine. So they have partnerships outside of F1. Mm-hmm. And if they get rid of that engine supplier, that probably severs some of those contracts, some of those partnerships. So I think it's just a larger kind of question that they have to face.
Interesting. I didn't think
probably.
About that.
But if we are just thinking solely F1, I mean, come on. I wonder if they even keep, I'd imagine they keep the Alpine name, but I just, you know, Renault and Alpine are so closely stacked together for me. So
but would they,
we're getting BMT back or whatever.
But would they, though?
BWT, Racing India Point.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Would they keep the Alpine name? You're probably right. I wonder if they would have to rebrand if they go with a Mercedes. Now we got the AMG team.
Yeah, I think Alpine is like the sports car of Renault.
Just like, yeah, you're right.
Corvette for
never seen one here, but
I mean they're a European car,
yeah, they'll drive on the wrong side.
The last little bit of news, I guess, that I thought was funny. Do you guys know of NASCAR? Obviously, do you know who Kyle Larson is?
Yeah, I saw this.
He's one of the better NASCAR drivers out there. You know, he's won a championship, and he's a good dirt racer too. Actually, real good dirt racer. He's good in a car. But he came out and said that he is a better all-around driver than Max Verstappen. And when it was brought up to Max in you know, some interview or whatever, Max was just kind of like, okay. Like, he did. And I love that response because it's just like, well, I love NASCAR. I'm a NASCAR fan. But Max has kind of like got the edge. He's like, well, I'm kind of at the top level of racing that you can get. You know what I mean? Like, I think F1 is superior to NASCAR. And again, I've watched NASCAR my whole life. But
if you're talking all around, like you're talking
all around dirt, driver, like dirt, all around
everything,
driver,
dirt, everything, snow, everything, all the elements, right? He might not be far off. The reason why, hear me out on this, okay? This is not a crazy take. I just watched an interview recently.
But if somebody has to say this is not a crazy take before they say their crazy take,
I just watched an interview recently with Lewis Hamilton saying that he does not drive at all unless he was behind an F1 car. He's like, I don't drive.
Yeah, but that dude's loaded. I wouldn't either.
You don't
either.
Think Max is?
I mean, I guess I
You think
I'd
he's
drive
driving around?
I'd drive a little bit.
You think he's taking a little Jeep Cherokee off-roading?
Who, Max?
Yeah. No,
he
dude.
Could.
Kyle Larson? Kyle Larson's fighting for every dollar he can get out there. He makes like 200 grand a year. That guy's out there in his Jeep Cherokee just tearing it up in the bayou, dude. Yeah. This guy's driving all over. I don't think it's a diss to Max, and it's a weird brag for Kyle Larson.
It's just a weird thing to come out and say, but like...
I genuinely don't think a lot of F1 drivers, I think they know what they're driving. Elements, yeah. I don't think they drive all... I don't think they care. They're like, yeah, I'm going to focus on this because it is the most elite of racing. And I think, like, I like Max's response, too, because whatever. You know, it's like... all they do is drive these cars. They don't care about the other stuff.
Right, right.
You know?
Well, and it's the same thing, right? If Kyle Larson got in an F1 car, he's not beating Max Verstappen. Yeah. And I believe if Max Verstappen got in a cup car right away and went out and raced, he's not beating Kyle Larson.
Yeah.
He's not.
Yeah.
Kimi Raikkonen did okay. But he also did not beat Kyle Larson.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be an interesting concept if we could get...
It's, you know what it is? Hmm. It's LeBron James going to... This is going to be an aggressive take. Usain Bolt and saying, I'm a better all-around athlete than you. Yeah, dude. No duh.
Yeah.
I run straight. You're 6'9" and you dunk behind your back, dude.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Right, no. For
That's
sure.
That's the kind of take
for
it
sure.
is.
For sure. For sure. No, I hear you.
I think I have no stake in this because I don't watch F1. Not F1. I don't watch NASCAR.
You don't watch F1?
I watch... Oh, man. I don't watch NASCAR, but it is just a weird
you
thing
should.
To say.
You should. It's a good way to nap.
Is it? Oh, good to know. Well, I mean, I got Monaco for that, so.
Ooh, fair enough.
It is a weird thing just to bring up. I almost wonder if it was like brought up because Max had that comment about like he's had 200 races. This Dutch Grand Prix was his 200th race. We didn't even bring that up. It's his 200th race. He says he is not going to be here for the next 200th race.
Yeah, they asked him, are you going to race another 200?
No.
How many is Lewis at?
Lewis? Ooh, I'll check really quick, but...
Bunch.
He has way more, obviously.
He's not over 400, is he?
How many races has Lewis...
I mean...
Hamilton raced in? He's raced in 347.
Yeah. He's not going to be here for another 200?
No.
Because
he says he doesn't want
to. He's not racing until he's as old as Lewis, though. He's just not.
But I almost wonder if he's going to take a step into other race, like other racing, like motorsports. Because he does his... It's
like,
esports,
like I've
right?
been there, done but that. I've won the WDC.
Let's go into something else.
Now I
want
to go do some rally.
I could see him
some
doing some sports car stuff. Yeah, like
interesting,
like IMSA or whatever. Like that would be. I could see him doing that.
No, he would just be. If he stops racing F1, he's gonna be sitting behind his computer all day, just doing 24 hours, like you were saying.
You know.
Just
hey, and he would probably succeed at that.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
With that, let's go talk about Monza, Kev. And heading right into our Monza preview, of course, we got Joe with what happened last year. Take it away, Joe.
Yep. Monza's coming up, the second Italian Grand Prix of the year. Really the Italian Grand Prix is what Monza is. The other one is like the Emilia Romagna. This one is the Formula One Pirelli Gran Premio d'Italia 2024. Much easier to say than the last one. So much easier to say. Oh, I mean, that one had Emilia Romagna in it. It had d'Italia in it. So yeah, much easier to say.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So the Italian Grand Prix has been featured on the F1 calendar since the 1950 season, the first season, with Monza home to every race for Italy, apart from 1980, where Imola took the host, and then eventually they both became on the races on the calendar because they're both awesome tracks. I love both tracks so much.
Very much.
Monza is usually the shortest race on the F1 calendar. In 2003, Michael Schumacher crossed the finish line on the last lap in 1 hour and 14 minutes, whereas usually we're seeing them, you know, go up to an hour and a half. So it's a quick one overall. Looking at last year's race, a lot of Ferrari representation on the starting grid. We had Carlos, then Max, then Charles. This was the race where before the lights went out, before everyone got to the starting positions, Tsunoda had to pull off the track as he had an engine issue on his way to the lights. So he didn't even DNF. He just did not start. Once the lights went out, both Ferraris got a decent start in the front and second row, keeping Max close in between both of them as they approached that first tight chicane. Sainz was able to hold off the lead to Verstappen while Charles had to defend against Russell. On lap two, Albon was able to get ahead of the McLaren of Piastri. Both cars still not at their potential this time last year, currently seventh and eighth at the end of that lap. Lap five, Max was able to get a slipstream off of Sainz on the long straight and turned alongside him into the chicane, but was defended off track and kept into second place just a little bit longer. On lap 14, we saw Perez overtake Russell as they both went wide into the first chicane and went off track. He gave the position back immediately, knowing that he gained the position off track. On the very next lap, Max makes another attempt on Sainz for first place, stays behind him on the first chicane where Sainz locks up and gives a position after the next straight, and then Perez got ahead of Russell for fourth, then lap after that. Perez's day got better on lap 32 as he took the final podium position from Leclerc. We had a couple of fights between Piastri and Hamilton later in the race as they fought for eighth position. One of said fights ended in disaster for both drivers on the curve straight after the first chicane where Hamilton attempted to overtake Piastri until the very last minute. Hamilton, looking for the best line while keeping Piastri on the outside, bumps into him, causing both of them to lock up slightly and go off track. Piastri's front wing came out of that damaged. He had the pit and falls back to 14th place after getting the replacement wing. Perez continues to prove in this race why he might still have a seat as he clears Sainz for second place on lap 46. And on the final lap of the race, Sainz in third, Charles in fourth, we hear the Ferrari team radio state, free to race, no risk, free to race, but no risks. Immediately after that radio call, we see a huge lunge from Leclerc right before the first chicane on Sainz, trying to get into that last podium position, but he locked up, cut the chicane off track, and ended up right back behind him again. So our final was Verstappen to Perez, Sainz to Leclerc, Russell to Hamilton, Albon to Norris, and then Alonso to Bottas. This made Max's 10th consecutive win, breaking the all-time record of 9. A few other driver call-outs. Perez made his way from 5th to 2nd. Albon was able to hold in the top 10, only shifting from 6th to 7th. Bottas took the last point position, and Ocon was the only driver to DNF this race, as again, Yuki technically DNS'd. That was Monza last year.
I think we could see a repeat from, sorry for the long, but the brain had to catch up, you know what I mean? But I think we could see a repeat from Ferrari potentially in the 3-4 spot. I mean, that's where they finished, right? Last year, 3-4. God, but where's Oscar fit into that? That's my problem. Because I think Max will still be up there. Not if you're Cole. But I think Max will still be up there. But, I mean, I look at a guy like Lewis, and I mean, the dude has every reason to also be up there. I just, after last week's performance, it was just so off-putting after they went into break strong and then coming out like that flat. And hopefully that's just, you know, they just had to get warmed up. But I don't know. It should be Ferrari's track to lose. It should be.
It should be.
It's not that way this year, but who are you thinking? Who feels good?
I think
good?
I said this earlier in the episode, and now I'm kind of going back on it a little bit.
Hold on. Do you want me to give you points update?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Tyler cleaned house last week, got all three right, Lando, Max, Charles. Ridiculous. So he leads us with 30 points. Cole only got 1 point. But he stays in second place. He holds on to second place even with one at 29. I grabbed two, so I'm at 27, and Joe also grabbed two, which moves him to 23.
What is Tyler at?
30.
That's only one above me?
That's only one above you. Correct. You guys, you were one up last week, but with his three and your one.
I was in first for a week?
It looks like coming into last week you were.
Thanks for the shout out, guys.
Hey, Cole was in first last week. He's not anymore. So, Joe, you need the most help here.
I need so much help.
Oh, our bonus points. So, how we're gonna do our bonus 2 points? Is our bonus 2 points? I can't remember.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
2 points.
It is,
yeah. Our bonus is 2 points. Our bonus this week is where will Checo finish? Hold on, there are options. Please wait. There's more.
Wait.
1 through 5. 6 through 10, or is Checo not even top 10? That's your three options to get your bonus points. So you got you. I'm saying there's a chance. You have a 33 point, whatever, 666, whatever, 7 chance, percent chance, whatever. I don't do math. None of us do here. Let's move on. Joe, what's your podium?
Oh, we start at the top now.
Yeah.
No?
So
Tyler's first. Tyler, let us know. He says, he's going, because he does not believe in repeats, he's going Lando, Max, Oscar for his three. Lando, Max, Oscar. I'm thinking in that order, but we don't do that. So.
Right. And the Checo special?
And the Checo special, good point. He says 6 through 10.
Yep.
6 through 10 for Checo.
A pretty fair place.
You're going to have to go crazy on the Checo one, I think.
Am I? Oh, okay.
I think everybody's going to go 6 through 10.
We'll see.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to do Lando.
Yeah. Lando.
Leclerc.
Yeah.
Leclerc.
Hamilton.
No Max.
Ooh, I might have that same podium.
Max is gone.
And then I want 6 through 10 for Checo.
Oh, hold on. I screwed something up here. Lando, Leclerc, and who?
Mac. No, Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Ham. Lewis. Lewis.
I want the Checo at the 6 through 10.
Going through 6 through 10. Yeah, this one might be too easy because I'm going that too. I'm also going 6 through 10. So, Joe.
Yeah, but you know what? It might not be a bad move to put him out of the top 10.
I'd like to see
I'm
him.
I'm thinking the
I don't
other way
think
around,
so.
Actually.
Top
I don't think
5?
So. Yeah.
Really?
I think if he does anything this week, that's the one thing that I'm like, he could go 5.
He didn't have
a bad race last year,
you know? Like the Red Bull is obviously way worse than it was last year, but I honestly feel like 6 through 10 is where he's going to be too, but I should do something different just
Mercedes looks good top end.
Yeah. Monza does have that huge straight.
I'm going Lando Max Leclerc.
Lando Max Leclerc. Same as last week.
Correct. I believe in 2 weeks in a row, buddy. And I do believe that Ferrari will have a Ferrari on the podium. I'm hoping it's Leclerc for my sake, but it could very well be Carlos, too. I think that Ferrari can put a car on with the upgrades, and that's the thing. Like we've already stated today, like the upgrades so far this year
could
have
be
meant
downfall.
No.
So I hate how good
Joe brought the pen out.
I hate how good Sainz and Leclerc both are because I never
that's
know which
I mean.
One to pick, and
that's
one of them's going
mean.
To do better. You just never know which
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Wait, where are you putting him? 6
yeah,
or
where
10?
Are you putting Checo?
Yeah, 6 or 10.
Okay.
I really want to go 1 through 5.
Oh, boy.
But like, if I get 1 through 5 wrong, I got to keep pace with them. I have to go 6
the
or 10.
The problem is if I put them 1 through 5, I have to put others outside of 5th, which means with my podium, that would be Mercedes, pretty much.
You could go 6 through 10, and we all get bonus points.
I could.
I mean, when it doesn't help you at all, though. And you're dragging.
I am. I'm so, so bad. Okay.
Dang.
So my initial was the same as yours. It isn't anymore. I've changed something. My initial was going to be Lando, Charles, Max. The only thing I'm going to change is instead of Charles, I'm going to say Sainz because that is different from pretty much everyone. And you're right.
So Lando,
you just
Max,
never
Sainz.
Know. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You just never know if it's going to be either Charles or Sainz. They're both like fairly equal to each other.
It depends on who qualifies better.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
Lando,
and
Max,
that's like,
Sainz.
You know,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
And then...
Do it.
For my check.
Do it. Peer pressure.
I mean, if you want another battery set of Mercedes, this might be the one.
Hey, the problem is that I'm going to say 1 through 5, and he's going to get 6, and I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, because we're all getting 2 points on that garbage. Yeah.
And I'm going to fall like way behind.
If you really want to take a chance, you put Checo on the podium.
That's...
No,
that's not happening.
No, put the tin hat down.
I'm already like a little iffy about Max. I just think he's, you know, I mean, he's Max, right? So he's probably going to do okay.
That's what I mean. I can't go Cole on this.
Checo, my heart's telling me to go 6 through 10, but for the content, I'm doing this for you. 1 through 5. Let's do it.
Whoa.
See, I thought you would have gone outside of 10. I almost did it.
Wait, let's do outside of 10. I changed my mind. Screw content. I'm so far behind. Now
outside.
If he gets
you outside 10?
I'm going to go outside 10. Yeah.
So you think 10 to 20 or 11 to 20?
Yeah, I guess.
I like that. I like that more than 1 through 5.
I don't know.
You have better, if you look at the statistics throughout the year, you have better chances.
You're totally
there.
Right, but like he
it takes one bad he one
really
bad round
didn't
of the quali.
Do, he really didn't do badly this year he's or
gonna,
this race last
he's
year.
He's
going right?
to go flying through the chicane and hit the wall. And we're all going to be like, damn it.
I'm going to be even more angry if he gets 6 because he was closer to 1 through 5. That's going to be so, I'm going to make me so angry.
Oh, my God.
Man,
all right, well, the reason why we decided to talk about Checo is we actually had a comment request for that on our YouTube channel, which you should subscribe to if you're not already.
And leave comments.
Yeah.
We'll throw those in. We love those.
Let's throw them in. We want to talk about them.
More ideas about like what we should do for podium predictions, because that was a really good, really
Joe
good
needs
idea.
All the help he can get.
Seriously, you
Call
should
now,
make my 1-800 podium predictions.
Fast. Yeah. Nope, that already didn't work. Never mind.
1-800 fast laps?
It's not going to work. That's too many numbers.
Fast lap.
Lap fast.
Oh, I guess.
You can't do fast lap. There's not four numbers in the middle.
We're moving on.
Oh, my gosh. We're moving on. All right. So with that, obviously, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banter. And we'll see you, next week.
Not next week. No,
2 weeks. 2 weeks for fast laps.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.